Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted. I am your host, Mary Brotherton, and this is our second show of 2020, and I am really excited to introduce to you our first guest. Her name is Marian Ambrose, and she is the president of a nonprofit organization called Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village, and that sounds like a lot of words, and it is, because the project that she has taken on is a lot of work. The Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village organization has created an arbitrary goal on April 2020, which is right around the corner. They need to raise $285,000 just so they can apply for a $500,000 matching grant, and that would be from the State of Florida Division of Historical Resources. The reason for that is because the house that is known as Green Gables is a 123-year-old Queen Anne home. It's situated on the Indian River under a majestic canopy that has its own ecosystem. And we met Marian. I say we because I always think in terms of Be Unique as more than just myself. But Jennifer East, my co-founder, and Tyrell Ernest, one of our board members, met Marian and Sue Fallon at a local radio show called Sita and Friends. And if it hadn't been for that chance meeting, I wouldn't be sitting here tonight talking with Marian about Forgotten Enchantress. I think at this point I want to just say, hi, Marian. How are you tonight?
Hi, Mary. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. So would you like to tell our listeners what Forgotten Enchantress is all about?
I'd love to.
Okay, good.
Sure. Forgotten Enchantress is a documentary film, and it tells the story of Green Gables, past, present, and future. It gives you insight into what's going on there and what from the very beginning, what happened in the past leading up to the significance of the house and its importance to the city of Melbourne. What I love about Forgotten Enchantress is it has captured the spirit of every one of our volunteers. Each of us have different reasons for being involved, and this movie brings out all those feelings and all those goals that we have and puts them into perspective and makes you feel like you've stepped back in time and you can be with the people who built the house and the generations that followed and appreciate all that they did for the community. And then you walk around this beautiful house and say, my gosh, you know, I've stepped back in time, and it's just an amazing experience. And the film captures all of this. And it also captures the green space around the house and the wonderful ecosystem that exists just a few blocks from our very developed Main Street, where high-rise buildings are going in, and it's becoming very, very crowded and very little green space. We are the only place that's left that has a beautiful green space right on the river. We have every kind of bird that you can think of, trees that the builder, Nora Stanford Wells, built 120 planted 123 years ago. So watching this documentary really tells the story that the house would like to tell of everything it's seen. So I think it's an amazing piece of art.
Well, I'm going to say thank you, because even though I know Jennifer and Donnie and Franklin were the filmographers, and the Jennifer especially was the brains behind not only writing the script for this documentary and envisioning it in her own head, she was able to explain her vision so that the rest of us on the production crew could understand it. And when I first saw the very first rough cut of her editing, I thought that's exactly what I had in mind. That she's a
creative genius. Yep.
She really is.
She is. And she's a sensitive too. She knows what's in your heart and is able to put it on film.
Yes. She can do with film what I can do with words. And I think that's why she and I make such a great team, because she said, Mary, here's what I want this film to say. How do we make it sound better? So then I take it, I edit, and I give her some thoughts and give her some ideas. And then when the time comes for the film to be together, you know, all finished, we just look at it together and I say, oh, that wasn't exactly what I had in mind, or maybe that closed caption isn't exactly right, and we fix things. And we just work very seamlessly together. And I love working with her, because it's so cool to watch her vision come to life.
Yeah, there's one picture. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
There's one picture that you have that's going through on the website for Blog Talk Radio right now. And I love it because it's a picture. Jennifer is behind the camera looking at the house. Donnie is walking behind her, and you're standing on the side, and that's really what it was. You know, it was the three of you working together to make sure that every single element was just right.
Mm-hmm.
And that one picture kind of captures it, the team, you know, the real teamwork between the three of you.
Yeah, and we had other members on our team as well. I know that Lynn was always really there to pick up little things, and she did a lot of the behind-the-scenes photos. And, we each have a role to play. And sometimes I say, I've been disparaging to myself, and Jennifer always snaps me back. She says, it doesn't matter if you're just here to sharpen my pencil. I can't write if you don't do that. So we Be Unique is one of those organizations that we check our ego at the door. And that helps us to create a film like Forgotten Enchantress, which is premiering this Saturday, January 11th at 6:00 p.m. at the Oaks 10 Theater in Melbourne, Florida. I think you should tell everybody what some of the levels are to buy a ticket and what that purchase actually does, not only for them, but for Green Gables.
Well, we separated into three levels. We have a basic level, which is $25, which enables you to come in and see the documentary. We wanted to make sure that everybody got a chance to see it if they could. Then we have a silver level, which is $35. And for that ticket, you can see the documentary sitting in reserve seats. And then you come upstairs. They have a beautiful venue upstairs where we're having a champagne and hors d'oeuvre reception. And then there's the gold level, which is $50 a ticket. And that gets you mentioned in our brochure, mentioned on our website and our Facebook page. You get the prime seating reserved for you. And you get a red carpet photo taken. And all of this money that people donate, after we pay our expenses, all of it is going directly to purchase Green Gables. Every penny that we get at this point is going into our account to get the $285,000 to get the matching grant. to be able to purchase Green Gables. And then once it's purchased, we have people lined up that want to help us. We have a roofer that wants to help with the roof, and we have a cement guy that wants to help. And so we have a lot of volunteers that are professionals that want to come in and help us. So the minute it's purchased, you will start seeing amazing changes take place right away. And your donation, any level donation, will go towards that. So you know that you'll be a part of this.
Well, you know, that reminds me of something, being a part of Green Gables and a part of the story. I met so many young people, and I don't mean 30 years old or 25-year-olds. I mean children, students, and probably, I mean, there were a few teenagers, but most of these students were like 10 or younger who
yes.
really want to see this place preserved. And I know they have a reason for it because of something that you are doing right now with these youngsters. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do with your own school as well as with homeschoolers to get children involved and to bring history into their lives?
Well, I'm a teacher myself. So once I took over as president last January, the first thing I wanted to do was to make sure that the house was more open to the public. So we are now open every Saturday from 10 to 2, and everybody's welcome to come and tour the house and have a picnic on the grounds. So we did get quite a few families, and that got some young people involved. And then the second thing I did was I should say we, because everything we do at Green Gables is done as a team. We have a wonderful mm-hmm. board, and we have a core team, and we have a lot of members that each have their own thing to contribute. So a team of us have come up with this living history education program where children come. They can come from schools. We've had them from public school, from private school, homeschool groups, scouts, and we're working on now. We had a senior center ask if they could bring a group of seniors, and we said, of course, you know, that would be wonderful. So what we do is we split them into three groups. And I take a group, and I teach them a little bit of Florida history and Melbourne history. And then I teach them about, you know, what life was like back in 1896 when the Wells family first built the house. And we make soap or we make ice cream to do something that they would have done back then.
Uh-huh.
The second group goes to another docent, Ann Farrington. Ann is a technology specialist, but she started her career as a PE teacher. And so what she does with the group is she teaches them the games that the kids would have played back then. So they learn how to play jacks, and they learn how to play marbles, which they've never done before. And then they go outside and they play that big hoop game where they're rolling hoops across the lawn. And they just love it. You know, these are the kids that spend so much of their time looking at a little screen, you know, playing computer games and using their iPods and everything else. And here they are, out running around with the hoops and playing jacks, and they just enjoy it so much. And then they go for a tour through the house with one of our other docents. And then once they've rotated, each one's rotated through those three sections, they go out and they have a picnic. We have picnic tables that were donated, some by Holy Name School, some by GFWC Melbourne Women's Club, who is another community partner with us. And they have a picnic out on the beautiful big lawn that we have right on the Indian River, right under the
mm-hmm.
oaks. So they just have a wonderful time. And as they're leaving, the first thing they say is, can we come back? And, of course, the answer is always yes. You can come back as many times as
yeah.
you want. You can come on Saturdays. You can bring your family and have a picnic. And they do. They want to come back. And so when I go to school, we've had a couple of our classes from my school come. I teach over at Holy Name on the beach. And they'll come to my class. I'm a STEM teacher, and they'll come into my lab, and they'll say, can you tell us more about Green Gables? Or right now the thing is, can we see the trailer again for Forgotten Enchantress? They all want to come. And some of them are in the film. They were at the house the day of filming, and some of them are in it. I give tea etiquette classes, and part of one of the tea etiquette classes is in the video. And they're just adorable, and they're so eager to learn And I love that this program gives them an appreciation of the people and the things that came before them. You know, most kids live in the here and now, and these kids can look back and see what these people did to build the city up, to give them the advantages that they have today. So I love that it gives them that insight and that appreciation. Mary, did I lose you? Well, Mary, I don't know whether I lost you or not, but I can still say that I think one of the best things that we ever did was to start the education program. I think it gives the children a focus. It gives them an appreciation of the past, and it gives them a wonderful place within the community to go and have old-fashioned kind of fun. We've had several functions that we focused on children. We had a huge Easter egg hunt where we had 200 children come on the grounds, and we separated them into age groups so that we didn't have, you know, the 12-year-olds competing with the 4-year-olds. And we hid eggs everywhere. And they found the eggs, and they had to collect so many of the different colors. And there was also a scavenger hunt. So they had a little card, and as they were hunting for eggs, they found different Florida endangered species that they had to find little pictures of that were hidden on the property. And when they collected everything that was on their list, they came back to the big booth and they turned them in, and they got their big bag of candy. And then we also had 3 golden eggs hidden. And whoever found the golden egg, we had huge baskets for them. So, and you had to see when the kids found the eggs, they were just so thrilled. So that was one of our events. We had a Halloween event where we set up kind of like centers around the property where the kids could go from booth to booth and do art activities. And we had, you know, the old-fashioned games that the kids used to play, like clothespins in the bucket and the Coke bottles that you had to throw the rings around. So we did all sorts of old-fashioned games. And at each booth, they got a little bag of candy like they were trick-or-treating. And we had pictures. We had a beautiful backdrop of scarecrows and hay, where they could have family pictures taken. So that was a very enjoyable event. And just recently, we had a Living Nativity and a Holiday Fun Day.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? I'm inspired to give back by the many individuals who are making a difference and taking steps to make the world better. Many people are tackling problems by themselves and thinking they are all alone in their efforts to make a change. I want them to know they are not going unnoticed. The world is watching. I'm part of a team helping to project their voices on a global scale. Small charities and solo entrepreneurs are doing amazing things, but don't have the budgets to market themselves. Like many people, I once struggled in a variety of jobs I didn't care for, so I decided to find a new way to give back, to pay it forward, and to be the change. While some people my age are considering retirement, I've joined other professionals to create and manage a nonprofit organization called Peace Corps. The words that create our name tell only a small part of our giving story. We are philanthropists, educators, activists. We are compassionate, evolving, charitable, optimistic, responsible, and enthusiastic. We created Peace Corps so we can use our natural talents to help others. We work with nonprofits, individuals, and for-profit organizations that have a philanthropic outlook. Peace Corps uses several tools to give a voice to those that otherwise might not be known outside their small local circles. Be Unique magazine is released monthly and printed on demand. This digital interactive publication doubled in size within 5 months. During that same time, it attracted almost 60 volunteers from 12 countries and across the USA. These volunteers are professionals. They're performers and writers, editors, researchers, videographers, photographers, crew members, and so much more. Coffee or tea? No phones allowed? This fun show is hosted by millennials and provides insight into what they're thinking, but it's by no means intended to appeal only to that generation, as evidenced by their topic and their guests. Because our volunteers know that we are giving 100% of our beings to this organization, they are meeting us on our terms. Nobody earns anything. Yet we all work as if we are earning six-figure incomes. That is the epitome of giving. Curating the stories and creating a high-quality literary-style publication that not only highlights the good work of others, but projects positivity and inspiration gives me purpose. By giving myself to this organization, others want to give to Peace Corps. We have created a global giving circle.